And welcome to another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
It is, depending on when you're listening to this, we are recording this at the beginning of December of 2023.
Yes.
When we first started the podcast, many a December ago. Yeah. We started a series where we were talking about the book series that involved a young boy wizard.
Certain boy wizard.
We no longer talk about the author.
Yes, by a certain author who shall not be named.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't deserve it.
No. To the people who love the books, absolutely. I get it. They're your things. I'm not. That's this. We're talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
So after we did, you know, we talked about, what did we do? I think books 1, 2, and 3 or something like that.
I think so.
By the next year, we all learned that she was a sack of garbage.
Yes.
And so now, our first December episode has turned into a fuck JK episode.
Correct.
Where we love on and shout out amazing queer, trans, all the different things authors, because they're awesome and she's not.
Correct. We've had some pretty good books that way too.
Yeah. Actually, that's the list that I should have come up with, because we've done Cemetery Boys. By Aidan Thomas.
Was great. Yeah. One of the pod faves.
Was Lesson in Vengeance?
Yep.
I think, yep. Is that Victoria Lee? Does that
sound
right? Yep.
Yes, that is correct. Who actually recently released a romance novel with a trans lead character. So, yep.
I feel like there should be at least one more in there. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yes, that was a good one. Maybe it's just those three.
It might just be those three. Because this would be the fourth,
right?
Which would make sense, right?
18, 19, 20, 21, 22. We might be missing one.
Fascinating.
I know. Well, if we... We'll put it in the show notes. We'll
figure it out. It's going to be in the show notes. Apologies to whichever book that is.
Yeah.
I'm sure we loved it.
Or maybe we did, like... Maybe it wasn't 2018. Maybe we started it in 2019. Because, like, we would have just started the podcast in...
Oh, true.
December of 20... Yeah, so yes. I think... You might be right. I think that's what it is that we started in.
Okay. If not, we will find out. We'll do a thorough search and link it in the show notes if not. But
we're on
like
episode...
Pet is still one of my favorite books I've ever read.
I mean, until I read this one. Ooh, man.
Right?
But yeah, we're on episode 135. There's a lot. We can't remember them all. This is also a bit of a throwback episode. So episode 42, we talked about the Shale Project, which was a set of two books. So Sienna Tristan and Avi Silver they kind of created this universe. So The Heretic's Guide to Homecoming and Two Dark Moons. They just create these universes and it's so amazing. Anyways, we came across them at our very first Word on the Street. In 2019, that time that we melted at the Harborfront. But this is Avi's latest book, and be prepared for rambles, because I feel like we both loved it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. Also, because there were just so many moments where I was like, whoa.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Avi Silver?
Okay, so Avi Silver is a speculative fiction author, poet, and co-editor-in-chief of Augur? How do you say that?
Yeah, I know.
Augur magazine? We're going to go with that.
Yeah.
There are some words I don't know how to pronounce because I only ever read them.
Yes.
Anyway, in 2018, they co-founded The Shale Project, which is an award-winning indie arts collective. As we said, they published... The Sony Cycle, which is Two Dark Moons and Three Seeking Stars, which I still haven't read.
Me neither.
But you can definitely check out Two Dark Moons in episode 42. And his short fiction has been published in multiple anthologies, and his poetry has received an honorable mention in the 2022 Riesling?
Yeah.
Riesling Awards, as well as a grant from the Canada Council for the Arts in 2021. Avi currently lives in Hamilton, Ontario, with their partner, Sienna Tristan, who is the other half of The Shale Project. And more reptiles than you might expect, which is just like my favorite little. I love when authors have a fun little tidbit like that. It's great.
I feel like even when like on the old episode, a bit of Avi's bio was like, head to Twitter for lizard pictures or something
Yeah, well,
like.
and like in Two Dark Moons, aren't there like lizard
Yes.
things happening?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
I seem to remember that.
But yeah, so we're going to talk about Pluralities,
Yes.
which is a slipstream meets space adventure story honoring the long and turbulent journey into gender euphoria. Guided by premonitions and a fateful car ride, a burned out retail worker, preaching,
Right.
stumbles into the grand exit from womanhood. Meanwhile, in a galaxy not so far away, an alien prince goes rogue with his sentient spaceship, seeking purpose in the great glimmering void. As the two of them come together in a fusion of body and mind, they must reckon with their assigned identities. This was, we don't, I usually don't like blatantly swear, but this was so fucking good.
I know, right? It really was. And like it is quite short. Like I'm assuming it's technically a novella. But like I could have kept reading it.
Oh, like, give
I
me a
was like, why
thousand
isn't
page
there
brick.
more?
Absolutely. I was just, and that's why, like, again, like, I don't even like really know where to start, but I was, well, I mean, okay.
I mean, we could start at the beginning.
Yeah, the opening line,
Yeah.
done, dead,
Right?
done. The opening line is, wait, rewind. I was still a girl back then before the universes converged.
Yeah.
That was like, I just, ugh.
Well, and then it goes into the whole like retailness of it all.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, relatable.
Oh, well, so like the main character on the earthly plane, I want to say.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a name,
Nope.
but often like is referred to as she. Like their mom says that. I mean, I guess at the start of the book it's her, but their mom says that. And even like another family at other some other point was like says she. And there seems to be some kind of part of the world where like women have like the word she on their cheek and men have the word he. Which then obviously because we go into people who are trans, then it's like, which one do they wear? Or then someone chooses to wear like purposely.
Yes.
And so yeah, I have like, I just like, it was just right away. I was just so like, okay, because you're trying to figure that. So I was like, ooh, is this some kind of weird, like futuristic something where like everyone, you know, Blade Runner weird thing where like everyone has the thing on the face. But then it was just so like normal.
Yes. Like so familiar. Like the only thing noticeably different from our world is the she stamp on the cheek.
And the main character like gets like visions of the future when she like touches
Yes, when she
people,
touches people.
which is amazing.
Right?
But only because that's how it starts is they're at their job, which they hate, because they have to like they're like selling lotion, so they're like putting lotion on people's hands. So of course,
Yeah.
obviously you're constantly getting visions, which would be so annoying.
So annoying.
But then it's like she goes to like talk to her boss, but then basically like accidentally touches her boss and like sees the vision of herself quitting like 2 minutes in the future. So then she's just like, eh, screw it. Like,
My God, and the way the boss was just so like.
they're not customers, they're friends.
And the like constant smile plastered on the face. And they're like, we're gonna put a corporate spin on this. You're just like, wow,
Ugh.
this is so gross and horrible.
So
But like so accurate, like
well, and then
so accurate.
like that best quitting moment where you're just like, no, forget this, like I quit, and they like rip their like work logo top off and give it to them, so they're just like walking around the mall without a top on.
Yeah, in a bra. So good.
I've jokingly thrown my Starbucks apron down on the floor on my last day, but it was like I had given my notice. But then it was still just
Oh,
the
right.
like there was like a few customers in the store, but it was like all people that we knew. So I had like opened, so it was like 2 o'clock, so at the end of my shift, I like threw my apron off and was like, I quit, and I like threw it down and like
That's like the
but like everybody
dream.
knew. I did have one friend who like also at Starbucks was like halfway through the day and it was just stupid and like he didn't really need the job and he was just like, so he fully just like in the moment was like, nope. Quit. And they were like,
Honestly,
what?
I've had moments where I've wanted to do that really badly.
Heck yes.
Yeah. So, relatable right off the bat.
Well, and so like that's kind of like the first chapter. So you're like, okay, like we're trying to get into this. I'm like, ooh, like did the, because again, I was like, oh, is it weird futuristic? Is it, and then because she has visions, like is it so and so or
Right.
something like that? But all that stuff actually wasn't leading us into, because I think because I know how like Avi and Sienna can create these
Yes.
crazy, wild, amazing universes. So I was like trying to prepare myself to like go into something, but it was just here.
Yes.
But then the next chapter is completely different.
Yes, we're in space.
With Prince Cornelius, who's like kind of run away from home.
Yeah.
But yeah, his ship is sentient and he like was royal, but he like gave it away because he just wanted to like travel space and be alone. Feel that.
Be a rogue.
Oh,
Well, and
yeah.
like it's funny because with him, I was picturing like mostly a human type person.
Yeah.
But then as you get more descriptions of him, you're like, oh, he has eyes on his throat. He has antenna. Skin is purple. This is an alien.
Yeah. Well,
This is
and
really
like,
cool.
because the ship is sentient and he's like a best friends with the ship, then like, it was kind of that thing too, where I'm like, oh, like maybe, like, is he like sort of half robot, half human? Like, you know, but then you're like, oh no, I'm like antennas. Nope, that's different, you know, and you're just like
Yeah.
trying to figure out. Oh, I think I just stumbled into the entire metaphor of everything.
Yes.
Again, just trying to figure out what body this being is in. I just blew my own mind.
Yeah, well,
I
especially that
didn't
he
explain it
can't.
well, but I just blew my own mind.
Yeah. No, well, because I mean, yeah, it's still like him still trying to like figure himself out, right? Like, also, I love that his name is Cornelius Flux. Like, yeah.
And then he calls his ship Bo because they have this like sentient bio-organic mechanical entity from his planet called like Yelem? Yelem? Yelem?
Ilem? Something like that.
Yelem? And so yeah, like the ship like talks to him through lights.
I know, right? That was so cool.
I know, like, you and I don't normally care about spoilers, but like the one thing, like the one book that I've never said anything to you about is Project Hail Mary
Oh,
by Andy Weir, and
yes.
like I don't even want to like say anything other than like you need
Okay.
to read that book,
Okay.
and it came to my mind
Oh,
whilst reading
interesting.
this,
Okay.
so.
Interesting. What came to my mind whilst reading this was The Long Way to a Small Angry Planet by Becky Chambers.
Ooh.
Yes.
I keep seeing that, but I haven't read it
I really liked it.
anywhere.
And there are like two more. I just haven't read them yet.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
intrigue.
Yeah.
Are they like big
So.
or small?
They're like medium-sized.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have to gauge the commitment. No.
No, I understand. Thanks.
But then we jump back, and she is trying to get on the bus to like go home because
Yes.
obviously like she just quit the job, has to like get home, and I'd completely forgot that they had like thrown their shirt off to the boss. So when they're on the bus and this woman who she describes as A woman who spoke to one too many managers.
Yes. Oh my God. It was such a perfect description. Like, truly and sincerely, I died.
Was like complaining about her like state of dress and like, oh, it's indecent, blah blah. And I was like, and then that's when I was still, I'm like, oh, again, is this some sort of weird, like, are there different like cast, like different people wear different things? And I was like, oh no,
No.
I'm just an idiot and I forgot that she took her top
Yeah,
off.
just in a bra.
But then, yeah, so she gets kicked off the bus. And so the whole thing is this back and forth. We keep getting a chapter from what I'm going to say, the main character. And then going back
Yes.
to the prince in space.
Cornelius. Yeah.
And I feel like it doesn't. It's kind of fairly later on where it kind of really seems to like. Or at least I had moments of like, oh, I feel like this is kind of the connected somehow.
Yes.
But like, I didn't care. I was just like, yeah, cool. Keep giving me chapters of both of them. I don't care. This will
Right?
go on
I know,
forever.
same. I agree. 100%. I was just like here for all of it. Yeah.
But Prince Cornelius is on some planet, like playing this kind of weird betting lying game called Falsehood.
Yes.
And he like thinks he won, but then he totally loses. But then like Bo is upset, but then he does secretly win, but then people are mad, and it's just like, what's happening?
Yeah, because he kind of like fudges it somehow, because like it's
Yeah, because
like,
there's some kind of like entity that like determines if the person is like.
yeah, they like go through your memories or something to find out if you're lying.
Yeah, and it was one of, he got one of the loophole of like, well, you didn't necessarily say the blue box, you just said the buck, or like some kind of, you know.
Yeah, it was like I think he called him, the other guy called him out of like, you've never played this game before. And he was like, you didn't mean at this table though. And I've been sort of playing this game of like
Yeah.
changing myself and lying about things to get by my whole life.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh. Yeah. Yeah, it's here. I bookmarked it. Surviving the world in small concessions, reassembling the self in pursuit of being taken seriously and loved nonetheless. Cornelius Flux has been playing this game for as long as he can remember. I was like, oh God. Oh, so far, give me 800,000 more words.
Well, I remember like when we did Shale, we loved both books, but
Yeah.
like Heretics was thick
Yes.
and then Two Dark Moons was small. And it was just like, can we both get thick, please? Can we
Right?
just always have thick, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we go back to, I'm just gonna say Earth.
Yeah.
And obviously it's raining.
Of course,
Of course.
naturally.
And we just kind of get the little like, you know, obviously she has in like capital SHE,
Yes.
always quits jobs because again, with the visions, no matter what the job is, at some point it gets really hard to like pretend like it's not happening.
Right.
And I think they even mentioned like the little, you know, when you like start a new job and you're like gung ho and you go really hard for like 2 weeks, and then you're like, oh, forget this.
You're like, oh no.
Story of my life right now. Oh my God. 5 years is a long time.
It is a long
Anyway,
time.
which I kind of like keep, because like in my head it doesn't feel like that, but it's
That's
been
because
five
three of
years.
those years were COVID years, and
Yeah.
those don't feel real.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a raise in March, please. Thank you. But this person rolls up and offers a ride, but that's when they realize that, like, I love them. It's the Froyo
Yeah, the Froyo guy.
Theseus. But yeah, so they, like, I love them both so much.
Right? Obsessed.
I just love Theseus.
Me too. Me too. I loved him. He was
Well, and
great.
that's when we learn that Theseus is a trans man, and he says like it's such a trans guy thing to name oneself after Victorian kittens.
Yeah. So funny.
That's just like the cutest thing in the world to
Yeah.
me. And like,
It's adorable.
oh, yeah.
I know. I also just like loved their relationship so much. Like,
All of it. All
yeah,
of
all
it.
of it.
'Cause even here, they have that moment, like they just kind of have this like immediate connection where like they kind of feel comfortable with each other. And I think it's part of like, you know, main character thoughts. She says like connecting with people has always felt a little like losing opacity, offering up parts of me that even I couldn't see. But it was just like, first of all, that.
Oh, right. There were so many lines in this where I was like, oh
Yeah.
my God, this is so good.
And just this like, yeah, so they do have this like immediate bond. You're like, oh man.
It was great. And I love that because, like, that does happen with some people. So it's cool.
We end up back in space. Prince Cornelius is having alien sex. Cool.
Yeah, there were more sexy times in this than I was expecting.
Bo does not like it.
Nope.
Sets off the alarms and the lights and stuff like that, but it's clearly just a like make this
Yeah,
alien leave.
please stop.
Which
Please stop.
again is so cute.
Yeah.
And I don't mean cute in like some kind of weird like, oh, that's cute, condescending, whatever, like literally just in like, oh, I want to squeeze
Yeah.
Bo because I love them.
Yeah. I know.
But then yeah, that's when the princess I like asks them to leave and it's just like, okay, yeah, you go.
Amazing.
But it's Bo's worried that he's not okay, and you're just like,
Yeah,
oh.
I know. I loved their relationship too.
Yeah.
Ugh, so good.
We jump back, and this is when we kind of get more into the like womanhood and like where we start to learn that main character is like fit, trying to figure out where
Yes.
they fit in life.
Yeah.
But they say like they're like raised in a cult about the whole like raising like divine feminine, and at first I was like, ooh, a cult, like where's the story going? Yes, but like not just the normal
Yeah.
ish cult.
Yeah.
Because again, it was just like whatever Avi Silver is given. I was like, yes, take it, let's go, like whatever. We have aliens, cult, I don't care, just give me more. And so yeah, I feel like this was kind of like that real first chapter where we realize like what's happening. And like she was talking about how when her grandmother died, she couldn't tell if it was like her grandmother's shame or her own pride, but like she became determined to like be a girl.
Yes.
'Cause obviously like they've been having feelings for like most of their life and of just like not something not quite being the right fit or not the right
Yeah.
expression. And then her mom's just like super cool. And
Right?
she's just like having ginger snaps with her mom. I want to. Mostly just because it's Chris, like holiday time and I want ginger snaps.
That's fair. I've had a few ginger cookies lately, so it's been good.
I just have because like we have like, you know, the old family ginger snap recipes. So, like they're kind of chewy but like spicy. I do have molasses in my cupboard, so tis on the
Might
list.
have to make some.
Tis on the list.
Yum.
Well, then, yeah, the chapter ends with, you know, like she clearly wants to tell her mom that she can't be a girl, but like she doesn't have the conversation yet. Prince is back on the spaceship, sleeping. This is where we learn that Bo is actually like so worried about the prince and his sorrow and stuff like that that he's actually like hiding messages from home. And it's funny because you see like Bo kind of like learning sort of those human things, like that justification of like, oh no, like the prince totally keeps secrets, so like
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep these as secrets because like
And there's like a whole thing about how their species. Anyway, their type,
yes.
whatever entity Bo is. That they like don't lie,
Yeah.
but he's or it they have
Yes.
obviously learned. I can't remember what pronouns were used for Bo. I'm sorry.
I don't, yeah, I can't remember either.
But yes, they like are obviously learning how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deception.
No. I don't know if there were pronouns used for Bo.
I think it was just not.
Bo.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Because even when Prince is talking, like, I don't think he just says Bo or, like, you. Mm-hmm. At one point he says sweetheart, but, like, that's just a term of endearment, so.
So cute.
I know. But, yeah, so this is kind of, like, we're, and, like, that's when we're kind of realizing more of, like, Bo being a true, like, entity of themselves kind of a mm-hmm. thing, like.
Yeah.
Not just a semi-smart spaceship type thing.
Yes, exactly.
Then we go to Aunt Lisa's.
Oh my god.
And the garbage men are being garbage men. Relating to dumpsters at all, just garbage humans.
Whole thing, it looks like. Huh.
Yeah.
Familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Relatable. Yep. I was like, oh my god, this is almost like painful to read just because, like, I've done this.
Yeah, because there was a lot of, like woman-hating jokes, straight pride comments, ugh. And then just, like, in on vegans.
Oh my god. And them talking about the one person that someone's son was a vegan, and they, like,
oh yeah,
fed him pork by telling him it was tofu meat.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Like, I just... And, like,
there was a really great line here. I wondered how I could reconcile my passion for reproductive justice with my belief that some people really just shouldn't be allowed to reproduce. No, it's like, that is a whole ass mood.
Yes.
Yep, yeah.
Yep. Like, all the times that, like, I was trying to be vegetarian or whatever, because, like, obviously mm-hmm. every girl does that when she's a teenager. It's just what we do.
That is true. I did try
even, like,
as a teenager before properly becoming one.
Yeah, later, like, in life. And that's just, right? Like, before now, like, when it is yeah. such a thing, but, like, you know, in the 90s or whatever.
Right.
No one ever, like, well, okay, I mean, my dad obviously never cooked, but, like, my mom didn't care, so, like, yeah, she would sometimes get veggie burgers or, like,
mm-hmm.
so she'd, like, give one of those on the barbecue when they were cooking chicken. Like, it wasn't just... And again, that's not, like, some big, huge life whatever thing for me. But, like, it was just... Mm-hmm. It was never that. But I think that's because my whole life, there's lots of food that I don't like, including many a vegetable.
Fair
despite
enough.
My love of vegetables. So it was always just, okay, fine. Like, this is what I'm making for dinner. Like, if you don't want to eat part of it, don't eat part of it. But, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, as long as I don't fuss, they didn't fuss. So, like, it's just for someone to... And, like, I know that there's so many people out there that do this kind of garbage.
Yeah.
And I'm just like... But it's so much easier to just be like, okay, fine, don't eat that.
Right.
Like, what? But, like, to trick someone into, like, eating
I know, it's
pork
so bad.
Of all things? Ugh.
I know, right?
Because that's the one that I hate the most.
It's the worst one. It's just, like, yeah, I think just, like, the disrespect for, like,
yeah.
I have shown up at many a family gathering and been able to eat one solitary salad. Because all the other food contained meat of some kind, even if that meat was just bacon.
Yeah. No. Even there, like, cool. As much as I never cook for myself, like, are you guys just not making vegetables?
Right? Like, what are we doing here?
Wouldn't it even sound like a bunch of the guys at this party were, like, you know, having a talk about, like, what is, like, a human right? And I'm just like, ugh.
Ugh, God,
nope.
Right?
Nope.
Yeah.
But that's when main character, like, goes to hide in the bathroom.
Yeah.
but they text Theseus.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of talking about, because Theseus has, like, the he stamp mm-hmm. on. But it's more of a, like, claiming.
Yeah, because, like, men don't have to wear a stamp or something.
Yeah.
Typical.
Yeah. But then I just got left because, like, they wanted to hang out and play Stardew Valley, which,
yeah.
like, is a real game.
Yes. 100% real game.
It's, like, all over all the cozy gaming that yeah. I follow. Oh. Mm-hmm. But again, it was not even just, like, when she was texting Theseus about the stamp, it was just like so open and such a good conversation. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, yeah, like it's when people that are trusted, like I'd have this conversation with, but because they just had that, like they literally have been in a car together once, but just kind of clearly like ended up in each other's lives for a reason.
I know. I love it. Yeah.
Then things get wild in space.
Yes.
An assassin comes and tries to kill the prince.
Yes.
And, like, fully cuts him and everything, and he passes out. And then when he comes to, Bo has, like...
murdered the assassin.
Murdered. There was something about, like... it sounded like there were, like, some sort of, like, you know, like, six mechanical arm came out and just, like... mm-hmm. You know, like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, even then, like, then they just, like, obviously dispose of said body.
Yeah, in, like, a weird way, it seems to be, like, dissolving or something.
Yeah, because there's concern about, like, the air quality or something.
I was like, is it just being, like, absorbed into the atmosphere of this ship?
Well, because, like, yeah, like, and it seems to be, like, going into this ship, so, like...
yeah.
The prince kind of, like, is apologizing to Bo, because, like, he mm-hmm. brought, you know, whatever, and, like... but, like, they just want to be friends, and I'm like, I want you guys to be friends, too. It's okay.
I know.
And then back on Earth, again, playing Stardew Valley, which just made me smile so hard.
Right?
the main character and Theseus kind of ended up in this, which I feel like is such a classic thing. I'm just like, we're hanging out and playing games, but then maybe we're going to make out a little bit.
Right? I know. It's so
But also, weird. Like, can I get one of these situations? Because I would like to do that.
Honestly. Truly.
Yeah. Well, and I love, too, because, like, part of the talk was in Stardew Valley, they were, like, customizing their characters. And that was kind of how Theseus talked about figuring out who they were. Mm-hmm. And, like, who he was, it was kind of this, like, character customization. And I thought that was such a good, like...
yeah, it's such a good way of putting it.
Well, and even because, like, on my Switch, there was this new game that came out. Oh, Witchy Life Story? Witchy something? Mm. And they purposely have, like, for that exact thing, like, you can be anything and everything. So, like, you can pick pronouns, you can...
oh, cool.
Like, wear a dress but have a beard. But, like so all of the literal character customization... mm-hmm. It's just, like, anything and everything. That was one of the big things when before, like, it was coming out that everyone was talking about was, like, it's so cool that, like, in games, like, it's gotten to that point where you just, it's so open and accepting and inviting and every single possibility that you could want anything to be, so.
I love that.
Yeah. I love it. And I just love their communication and they're so amazing. And, like, they have sex and it's so amazing and I'm like, oh, man.
Right?
I didn't know I was going to enjoy a chapter with a strap on so much.
Truly, though.
Ugh. Because they're just,
I
mean, like, it's just...
I did know I would enjoy that, but...
well, yes. But, like, it was just because, like... and it was clear because, like, it was that, like, the two of them together is just mm-hmm. so wonderful and amazing and, ugh, yeah. Figuring things out. And then, obviously, main characters, like, trying to figure out... where they fit in, so they mm-hmm. these is like, do you want to try it on? And then they have a whole moment and you're just like,
yeah, it was great. Man. Yeah, life-altering sex. Yeah. Everyone needs it.
Well, because she says something that, like, sex always brought out the chaos in me, something about that vulnerable mm-hmm. and violence. And she, like, has a vision during it, and it's Theseus calling her by a name that isn't hers, but she knows
yes.
is her. I was a shapeshifter, worshipped for my pluralities.
Oh, yes. So good, right?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Because that's what it is. Like, it's just about figuring out who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, I can't even, like, we haven't even really got to, like, especially I think, like, the next sort of, like, Earth chapter is, like, very
mm-hmm.
about, but, like, it's just... I feel like for people who have questions or thoughts or whatever, yeah. like, this is such a good book just on how to, like, understand people's like thoughts about all of
Yeah,
this.
totally.
Because obviously, like, I'm very just plain straight white girl, like, nothing, whatever. But like, I fucking loved this stuff so much. Like, it was just so good that, again, because words are hard, I don't even know like how to
No, I
explain, but
know.
I
Is
just
it
felt
though?
like I
Is it
could like
like,
just understand. I don't know.
because I always feel like I'm like,
Yeah.
I don't know, like slightly occupying a more ambivalent gender space. I think I told one of the guys at work recently, I was like, I'm like girl adjacent. We're not getting rid of it entirely, but like, you know, I don't need it. So like so much of it was just like putting into words things that I was like, oh yeah.
Again, it's just that thing of like, for all this time, everyone's been taught and expected that like there are two options and that's that.
Right.
And then it's sort of branched out when they're like, okay, straight people, gay people, men, women. Okay, there's maybe four options. But like, there
No.
are no options because
Yes. The limit
everything's an
does not
option, therefore
exist.
there is no option. Like, yeah, like it's just, it doesn't. Well, and I think that's obviously like the main character, right? It's the like, they aren't a, don't see themselves as a woman, but like they don't want to have surgery, but then they want it. Like, it's just,
Yeah.
it's all combinations are possible. And I don't under, I mean, I know why, but I just don't understand why like people fucking care. Like,
Oh, I know. No, I know. Like, why people can't just let other people be who they
yes,
are and,
exactly.
like,
I understand
yeah.
why people who are trying to be themselves care, but all
Yes.
the other people
Yes.
that are trying to.
Yeah, like, why do you care what other people are doing? It's not affecting you.
It's so funny because this conversation has come up literally like 3 days in a row for me now. But the like, Katie actually said this really, it's a Fall Out Boy quote. Yes. And it was something about like, I got lost trying to fit into the shape that you wanted me to be, like some kind of something, like just the whole like,
Yes.
you know, it's the cookie cutter thing, right? Of like, oh, you have to be this shape, but then like you get lost and confused trying to be that shape and you end up weird and contorted and twisted, when like we could all just be floating juicy amoebas. I don't know, like we don't need to be any
Well,
shape.
right. Like, why do we need to be so like defined by and limited by anything when we could just literally like, and we should just be allowed to like try different things on and see what works.
Well, I think that's the biggest thing too, is the like, all of this, no matter what it is, like if people were had open conversations about things, even if it was just like, because you know, like when people, number one, we were always taught like you don't talk about sex, and you're like, well, no wonder there's so
Right.
much problem and sex crimes and
Correct.
people not
Absolutely.
knowing things and whatever. But then the like, okay, you can kind of talk about, but you can't talk about those things because those things are bad. And you're like, okay, but if we just all talked about this.
Right. And like also like there's so many people out there having like unenjoyable sex. And I'm like, you know, if you talk to each other about, well, right. I mean, as a female-shaped person, I think most of us have been there. But that's because nobody like you don't like in this
Yeah.
Theseus like and she or whatever. Not whatever, but you know what I mean. Like they talk about things.
Well, and that's just it. So, right, so, like after they had sex, and like he
Like
said,
a
like
conversation.
do you want to try it on? Like it was all this open
Right.
communication, and then even as that was happening, because main character like goes through it, and
Yes.
like, but then Theseus like still hugs her and holds her and talks them through it, and like it's not just sex done over or what. Like it was just the
Right.
communication. I
It was so
have.
good. It was so good.
I have this communication conversation with boys on Tumblr all the time.
Right.
Whatever. Again, all that stuff. Should I have had better times with random strangers on Tumblr than I ever did in real life? No, it should have never been like that.
Right.
Am I okay that it's happening now? Yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
But like, it's so stupid. Like, I just.
Yeah, I know.
This is why kids these days talk about the 1900s.
Oh my God.
Which makes me want to barf. But at the same time, you know what?
Yeah.
All the people that are associated with the 1900s are a problem. And yeah, like, I just want Theseus and the main character to like be happy and amazing.
Right.
Ugh. And figure out their things and
I agree.
have good sex. Ugh.
I know.
I
I
get it.
know. I love that for them.
We end up back with the prince. He's remembering like he was at a lake and basically like as a child he like found Bo or like however this. Oh yeah. Like it's body. It's an
Yes, which
acronym. But
stands
bionic,
for.
organic, developmental, limb.
Yes.
So yeah, I could just kind of see it as this weird sort of like sticky mechanical something. But it sounds that they like grow up together, kind of. And like as Bo like physically grows, they like learn like he becomes the spaceship. Is that what you
Yes.
got
That
like
was sort of how I understood it. Yes.
in my head, like it started that he was kind of this weird sticky toaster and then
I love that description.
turned into like a spaceship that the prince could go in, but like they were still there and like friends, and it was about them like learning how to like fly together and like ugh. And just even that, the fact that then it was like, oh, this wasn't just like, you know, some ship assigned to the prince because he was the prince and everybody gets their own ship. Like this was his like childhood best friend.
And it's like he became a ship because
Yeah.
the prince wanted them to like fly together,
Yeah.
which was also really lovely.
Cause yeah, it was about this like having someone say like, I believe that you could be a ship. So the sticky toaster was able to like turn into a ship.
Yeah, it was really
Heaven
cool.
forbid that we have people just say that they believe in us.
I know,
Really? Like,
right?
I'm just asking for some good sexy times and someone to fucking say they believe in me. Like
You wouldn't think it's too much to ask, and yet.
here we are reading a book being like, ugh, jealous.
The dream. All around. Ugh. I loved this book so much.
Well, so then when we get back to Earth, obviously main character is having, I love how she called it a cosmic cocksucking epiphany. And like just to kind of talk about gender dysphoria and like they were like searching on the internet because she was trying to find like a story to like figure out what
What they
they were, they
were,
are, they're feeling. And talking about how like they wish there was like a gen like a galaxy where there was no gender and it was just all like gender anxiety. And even they're like because there's little bits where you can tell it's as if main character's like telling the story to us. Because there's little bits where like she's like talking to us and says like, this is part of the story that I'm tempted to like revise. And you're like, oh. Okay,
Yeah,
so it's
so it's
like
like they're
she's t
looking back on
yeah, you're
everything.
telling me the story. And only because like it wasn't a joyful epiphany. Because I think for some people, when they have realizations about themselves, whatever it is, it's like a, oh, like now it makes sense. Amazing. I am XYZ. But for here, it was more like, I'm XYZ. What the frack do I do now? Which is clearly both absolute options. Like,
Oh yeah. It's just
again.
it's nice to see that one depicted.
One, because we kind of get the like contrast, because like for Theseus, it was sort of that opposite of like, no, I figured out who I am, you know, literally grabbing life by the balls, like, you know, wearing the he stamp on the cheek, like, yes, this is what I'm doing. But then here was the like, oh, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do, which I think is probably a lot of people's experience. And it was just.
Yeah, it was really good. So good.
The prince and Bo go to like a planet where there's like trees and stuff. And the prince is really sad and feeling homesick. But that's when he learns that Bo's been hiding messages from home. Because he was, like, trying to keep him safe, and I guess maybe, like, so they didn't go back, so they could, like, have more time together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we get she talking to her mom and telling her.
Yes.
I also love how she describes her bedroom as Barbie's dream depression house.
Oh my god, right? That was so good.
I feel like, well, like, Barbie would have been in the works at this point, and, like, everyone was knew that it was coming, but, like, it wasn't out by when this was released.
Yeah.
And that's when she, like, tells her mom, like, I don't think I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, her mom, again, is, like, I think, like, it was the best example of, like, a parent who doesn't understand, but loves and cares and just wants to try. She's like, okay, cool. Like, do you want to be a man? Do you want to have the surgery? Okay, you don't want to have surgery. Yeah. Okay, but, like, her mom was, like, confused but calm. And, like, again, it just, I mean, I hope this is coming from experience and, like, that's what Avi went through versus this being a, like, oh, I wish this is what happened. I don't know. But, yeah, like, it just seemed like.
Based on the acknowledgments, I think it might be based on experience.
Yeah. But yes, like, I really like that chapter, too.
Yeah, me too. And it was such a good, like, depiction, too, of, like, the sort of conflicting side for the main character as well. Of, like, you know, being like, this is a really good reaction, but also I need this to be an easier conversation.
Yeah, and then, like, Maker just, like, shuts it down. She's like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Like, well, and even, like, yeah, then the mom is just like, okay, but, like, we can talk to you. Like, no, no, like, it's not even about you. Like, this is just.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's. The internal side of it. It's
It's just like a lot.
So Cornelius is walking around the planet and he's mad because Bo is keeping the secrets from him.
Yeah.
And then he's talking about the urge with, like, capital T, capital U.
Then it got, like,
dark.
Then it got into some space horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird, like, is it some sort of, like, weird dark space entity trying to kill him or trying to get him to kill himself or, like, be absorbed or something? Like, it was just.
Yeah. It was weird and creepy.
Yeah. And then I couldn't tell if it was, like, oh, is he, like, dreaming or is he actually, like, being consumed somehow?
Well, and he might be a little bit, like, oxygen high also.
Yeah. And it was just, like, it was really good. But then, like, Bo comes, like, busting through something to, like, save him. So, like, oh, no, like, so, okay, so he actually was in danger.
Yeah, it seems like, fairly visceral danger. Like,
yeah,
seems to be bleeding from many orifices.
Yeah. And again, because of the chapter jumping, then it's just like, and back to the.
Right.
And then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
But then again, yeah, this is kind of where we get that, like, realization that it's, like, main character looking back on the past, you know, like, during in the beginning of this, you know, like, Theseus was the lighthouse. Shout out to Theseus, so good. And that's when they have the realization they're trans and there's many different ways to be trans. And I think there's some kind of line too just about being like, well, like, main character being the pale blue dot in a galaxy of possibilities and nervous little spaceship flying between the binary. And I was like,
yeah, I know.
Well, and that's when then I was like, wait, like, is somehow the prince and Bo and the little space and the spaceship part of, like, her inner something? Because, like, it kind of connects.
That was,
and,
that was,
like,
what I was thinking too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And I was like, That was when I was like, okay, this is kind of connected in a way, you know? I'm just like, oh, man, it's so good.
Yeah, I loved it.
And yet they go to a thrift store, and it's just because, like, a thrift store is anyone can shop in any, like, clothing section. Which I love. Which I really liked. And it was just talking about how, like, main character's, like, worried of being trans enough.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's like, okay, well, if you're going to be that, then you have to, like, be that.
Yes, yes.
But it's like, no, you can just be.
Mm-hmm.
Just be.
Mm-hmm.
And they find like this ear cuff, and it's just like, oh, like this kind of like symbol of like immediately just tells it like that, whatever that is, that's the like charm, the totem that they need to like truly grasp themselves or something.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. And I like when they're wearing the suspenders and Theseus is clearly into it.
Yeah.
That was so great.
So, well, too, and I think there's another line just about being like, my spirit was like a nomadic thing, blinking and humming and some kind of like precious cargo, something, which again, then like, was, I was like, okay, so like, to me, I felt that the prince and Beau and that thing was main characters, like spirit and like figuring themselves out of that. Like,
yeah, right.
Cause like the prince dying is kind of like whatever main character used to be or was trying to be or was being forced to be. And then like the next chapter is Beau remembering like growing into a ship, but then also trying to save the prince. And like they're like talking to each other and like, cause yeah, like prince is like dying.
Oh yeah.
And like
it's a bad time.
Beau just keeps being like, oh, this and that. And he's like, again, cool. Like, but could we, like, I'm the one dying here. Could you just... It was kind of, like, cute, because, like, Beau was like, can I help you not die?
I know.
And that's when then, I like, Beau takes, like, part of themselves, of the ship stuff, to, like, put into the prince to, like, save them. So then, like, the prince kind of becomes, like, an alien sticky toaster.
I was going to say, they're, like... Being... It seemed like they were, like, amalgamated somehow. Yeah.
Joining together, which then like when you think to like the earth side of like main character kind of like, and even like, you know, like the ear cuff being that sort of symbol of like a physical thing where like Beau and the prince were physically connecting and like it was just so good, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like right at the end it's like he opens his eyes, the vessel and the passenger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, like, all I've ever wanted is, like, to fly with you, Beau. Yeah. Like, they're in love, but they're best friends, but they're now together in this, you know, and, like, it's always, like, wasn't it because, like, Beau, like, are you still here? And, like, I'm still here. Okay, cool. Like, I'm still here, too. Like,
yeah. So good.
And then the last chapter was also so good.
I know. And it was all just so good. It was all so excellent. Like.
Well, because it was, like, that, you know. But it's like, you know, like you're probably looking for some closure now. Like, that's why we read things like this. And you're just like, wait, you're like, you're talking directly to me? Like, you know?
Yeah.
But like rewarding the reader for like bearing witness to this thing. I'm like, oh, stop talking right at me. And yeah, just like the whole, I think there was a line I was like, just because I didn't know how to explain myself didn't mean that I wasn't real.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just so good. And yeah, so then it kind of just ends with main character, like, talking with their mom and, like, figuring things, you know? Like, it's just moving forward. And they find silver paint and they actually write like they, them, theirs instead of he or she on their cheek. And you're just like,
huh. I know, right?
Well, and there was a thing about like the goodbyes and how like the she had never been mine, but like goodbyes are still complicated. So like you're grieving it, even though like it wasn't your, I was just like, ugh. And then again, with the like, I imagine the sentient, like the sentiment sinking into me and rebirthing itself as a nebula, like it just all
I know, it's so good.
Ugh. Avi Silver.
yeah like I hoped we would not lose each other as we dipped between the planes of reality, seeking the shape of each other as the singular, plural, bionic, organic, sentient story. Obsessed.
It was just like, I just, and it's one of those things where, like, this story isn't for me. Like, this is for people going through more of this. But at the same time, like, just to, I just felt so like to be allowed to be let in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense.
And also just like, I want to hug Avi and I want to hug the main character and I want to hug Theseus and Bo and the prince. And I just want to squeeze the story so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I really, really loved it. I thought it was great.
Because it like, saying that it made it feel easy is not what I mean. Like, it just...
Yeah.
Because obviously, again, all of this was difficult. Like, we went through it with the main character. But, like, to all the people who think it's, like, this crazy thing and stuff and all, like, reading this, like, this just made it make sense. People go through it. People figure it. Like, they're trying to figure it out. There is no answer. There doesn't have to be an answer.
Well, it's just, like... it's not, like, a direct line, necessarily.
Yeah,
like,
it's just... not... people like being.
Yeah, exactly, and figuring things out as they go, like,
yeah.
Ugh, I really liked it.
I know,
it was really great. It was really, really great.
Man, more books, more books.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like just this is. I mean, obviously, we would recommend this book. I think
clearly.
Yeah. And again, because it is like a quick novella, I think based on the things that I've looked up in physical copy, it's about 140 pages.
Okay.
On Kobo, it said like 106, but also wasn't mathing, changing page numbers correctly.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think mine was approximately 1.5.
Yeah, because I could see the little page numbers like on the side. But
yeah. Because, like, sometimes the pages would flip over at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, and then sometimes they wouldn't.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
But, it took, like, no time to read. You could sit down and read this in one sitting, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Partly because you just want to keep reading it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also just because, like, you can, because it's a shorter book.
Well, and just in the, like... that because you're trying, like, I just wanted to keep reading, so then, like, I feel I know, like I read faster, so then, like,
yeah.
But yeah, you know, I don't even,
I loved it.
It's just so good. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, this is the exact, like, it's, so many of the chapters, there were points where it was just, like, the reason that we talk about this book, I was just like, oh, that is, that right there is the F you to JK. Oh, no, wait, that right there. I was like, oh my God, she would hate this. Yes. You know, like, I was, like, excited to be like, yes.
Exactly. Ugh. It's, like, almost like, thank you for being such a piece of trash humans so that we, like, actively sought out other authors and, like, have come across, like, truly some of my favorite books that we've read on this podcast.
I still remember like being happy but also like bawling as I was like desperately trying to flip faster through the end of Cemetery Boys because like I just needed to keep going, but I was like so happy but crying but like oh my God, oh my God, like
yeah
I can't wait for next December.
I know, right? they just keep being amazing.
Yes, man. How is it already FUJK episode time? Man.
Wild. I know. Wild, right? It was funny because when we were trying to pick a book, I was like, we could talk about How Far the Light Reaches because we had both read it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're looking for other excellently written trans author rep, that one is fantastic. And also highly recommend listening to it because Sabrina Imbler's voice is just like they have an amazing voice.
Tell me more about weird things in the ocean.
Yes.
But then also like sneak in all these stories about yourself that I wasn't expecting when I first got the book, and I was like
so good. It was so good. That's also one of my favorite reads of the year.
Yes,
which we'll get more into.
I was just gonna
next time.
But excellent segue.
Excellent. I didn't even do that on purpose. Yeah, it just perfect. Like worked that way.
So yeah, we're gonna be back in 2 weeks. We're gonna do our little 2023 wrap up. How did we do on reading goals? How was life? LOL. Mm-hmm.
LOL indeed.
And what we're looking forward to and hoping for and putting into the universe for 2024.
It's gonna be better.
It's gonna be something.
It's gonna be something.
At the very least. But I mean, hopefully, yes. We're going to aim for better.
Yes. That's what we're aiming for.
But yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.